House of Wellness, powered by Himalaya Wellness Company. Himalaya Wellness Company is a global herbal health and personal care organization with close to 500 products in over 100 countries. Our reason for being is to contemporize Ayurveda and develop safe and efficacious products to bring wellness in every home and happiness in every heart. Himalaya has championed the belief that Ayurveda provides holistic wellness solutions for patients when backed by modern science. We have emerged as a true Indian multinational company from being a pharmaceutical company with a head-to-heel range of healthcare and personal care products sold worldwide. Welcome to House of Wellness, a podcast powered by Himalaya Wellness Company. In each episode, we will have candid conversations with qualified and experienced Ayurvedic experts on how to take charge of our health and well-being in the modern world. Hello to our listeners. Welcome to our first episode of House of Wellness. Today, we're in conversation with Dr. Vijendra Prakash, Ayurveda expert at Himalaya Wellness Company. We will be discussing the wisdom of Ayurveda. Welcome, Dr. Vijendra.
Thank you.
Doctor, could you please start by telling us what is Ayurveda?
Originating from two Sanskrit words, Ayush is life and Veda is science. So essentially, Ayurveda is an ancient healing system that originated in the Indian subcontinent. It relies on herbs and minerals for maintaining good health. Our historical record suggests the journey of Ayurveda began in India more than 5,000 years ago. The science and practice of Ayurveda are narrated in ancient texts, of which the Charaka Samhita is the principal resource. Written in the Indus Valley area around 1000 BC in Sanskrit, the Charaka Samhita is a treatise on general medicine. Hundreds of books thereafter have been written since then on Ayurveda. Records suggest that Ayurveda medicine have paved the way for various branches of medicine practiced today.
Thank you, Doctor. I think that's a great way of setting context for our listeners on what exactly is Ayurveda. Moving on, could you also detail out some of the science behind it?
Yeah, definitely. According to Ayurveda texts, the human body and mind should be in balance with the nature. When this balance is in perfect harmony, an individual enjoys a good health, whereas an imbalance causes diseases. Ayurveda seeks to address this state of imbalance through a process of holistic healing. Now, to go further deep into the science, our body is a complex matrix which is dependent on the food what we are intaking. So the growth and decay of the body matrix and its constituents revolve around the food. Physiological processes like ingestion, digestion, absorption, assimilation, and metabolism of food have an interplay in health and disease, which are significantly affected by psychological mechanism as well as by the biofire, or what we call as Agni in Ayurveda. Coming to diagnosis, in Ayurveda, diagnosis is always done on the patient as a whole. The physician takes a careful note of patient's internal physiological characteristics as well as the mental disposition. Treatment in Ayurveda basically focuses on maintenance and promotion of health, prevention of diseases, cure of illness. Normally, treatment measures involve the use of medicines and following a specific diet and a prescribed activity routine.
Thank you, Doctor. I hope that provides some clarity for our listeners in terms of the science behind it. Now, are there any specialities in Ayurveda?
Ayurveda definitely has specialities described in his text. There are about 8 specialities that has been dealt in detail under Ayurveda. You have general medicine, you have ENT and ophthalmology. You have surgery that has been explained in detail by Sushruta, who is considered the father of modern surgery. Then you have toxicology, you have psychiatric medicine, which is an important branch today. You have pediatrics, you have regeneration therapies, and finally you have the aphrodisiacs, which is dealt in detail in the Ayurveda.
A lot of information, Doctor, but I think it's very useful for our listeners. Another interesting topic that we would like to cover today is what do you think is Prakriti and what is its relevance to our body?
In Ayurveda, Prakriti means an individual unique body constitution and identity, and this body constitution is determined at birth and depends on several factors such as family history, appearance, personality, habits, food choices, etc. So in fact, there is a paper published in a journal, Nature, in the year 2015 called Genome-Wide Analysis Correlating to Ayurveda Prakriti. So here there is a study done on 3,500 individuals which suggests that phenotype classification of Indian traditional medicine has a genetic basis, and its Prakriti-based practice invoked for many centuries resonates with the personalized medicine practiced even today.
Thank you, Doctor. Just to summarize, I think one final question which a lot of people may have is, can Ayurvedic medicine or treatment be taken by anyone?
Yes, absolutely. Ayurvedic treatment can be taken by anyone. They can take the advice from a healthcare professionals, and they can take Ayurveda medicine or diet or treatment as a whole. So persons who are undergoing allopathic treatment or conventional treatment also can take Ayurveda medicine.
Thank you, Dr. Vijendra, for simplifying Ayurveda for us. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to House of Wellness, a podcast powered by Himalaya Wellness Company. Reach out to us if you have any questions. Visit www.himalayawellness.in and drop your queries in the Ask Your Expert section with the hashtag House of Wellness. Details are given in the description of the podcast. House of Wellness, powered by Himalaya Wellness Company.